Milford Money Matters.
Welcome back to another week of Milford Money Matters. Now, don't forget this segment is informational only and should not be considered financial advice. We are joined by the lovely Maddie from Milford. How are you, Maddie?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Very well, just bracing for impact with this crazy weather.
I know, isn't it awful?
Oh, bring on summer. Right, well, in the meantime, actually, speaking of summer and the end of the year, you know, we are in the final stretch. The holidays are getting close, which is a really good time to take stock of things. Today, we're going to look at three simple ways to maximise your KiwiSaver before the year wraps up. What would you say is the first thing someone should be reviewing right now?
So something really simple, it's checking your current contribution rate. A lot of people are really only contributing the minimum of 3%. So if you don't know what you're contributing, the best thing you could do is check your payslip or speak with your payroll department. If you can afford to contribute more, why wouldn't you? Future you will also thank yourself. Small differences today can make a bigger change down the track. At the moment, the current contribution rates are 3, 4, 6, 8 and 10%. On the 1st of April as well, 2026, the minimum will increase to 3.5%. This also applies to employers as well. And of the 1st of April, 2028, it will move up to 4%.
Oh, okay. So that's number one. You've also had a sneak peek at how much you're chucking in. What is the next smart move to get your KiwiSaver really working for you?
So the next thing we would suggest doing is making sure that your money is in the right fund for you. You may not even know what fund you're in, or you haven't checked in recently with it. So knowing what your goals are, your risk tolerance and your time frame will help ensure that your savings are working in the best way for your future.
Right, so you've talked about contributions and choosing the right fund, but let's be honest, sometimes it all still feels quite confusing for simpletons like Maddie and I. What would be your third tip for anyone who wants to get some proper help or figure things out a bit easier?
So my third tip for the day would be getting advice. It's more accessible now than ever, so lean into it. Ask the questions that you've always wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I really mean it when I say there is never a silly question. And you can work out how you're going to make the most out of your KiwiSaver. We know that as humans, we're emotionally connected to our finances, which can be quite then difficult to see things objectively. A fresh set of eyes and ears can always help bring clarity and perspective. You can chat with the Milford team today in person, or you can use our incredibly handy digital advice tools.
So good.
Oh, amazing. Although, well, thank you for coming in.
You might regret saying there's no stupid questions when you get your PJ on the phone.
Trust me. I'll wait for it.
You've heard them all.
Yes.
Maddie, thank you so much for coming in this evening. And if you have any questions about your KiwiSaver, don't forget you can reach out to milfordasset.com for more info or to check out their digital advice tools. We'll see you next time, Maddie.
See you then. Bye.